USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Monday, President Trump has a message for Iran.
If they want to make a deal, it's frankly getting harder for me to want to make a deal with Iran because they behave very badly. They're saying bad things. And I'll tell you, it could go either way very easily, very easily. And I'm OK either way it goes.
The president also says Iran is lying in its claim that they arrested 17 Americans who were part of a CIA spy ring. Now, one of the other things on the Trump administration's mind is Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress on Wednesday. White House advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News she believes it's a huge waste of money.
They work for you. This is your money. You already paid for the Mueller report and the Mueller investigation. Now they want Bob Mueller. They want to drag him before Congress and have him read out loud.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A ceremony being held to honor late Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is being held at the Supreme Court. His successor, Elena Kagan, spoke at the ceremony.
He thought that no person, however high and mighty, was above the law, and he insisted that the law and the legal system treat every person, however weak or defenseless, with dignity and with fairness.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo taking part in high-level meetings down in Mexico. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with his Mexican counterpart for trade talks in Mexico City, discussing trade and immigration, as in June, the Trump administration tied trade and immigration together with a threat of stiff import duties on Mexican goods beginning July 22nd if the neighbor to the south does not act to stem the flow of illegal immigrants to the U.S.-Mexican border.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer from New York is demanding that airlines stock planes with the life-saving EpiPens.
Why not EpiPens, which is one of the most life-saving things we have?
The call for EpiPens comes after a passenger on a Delta flight from JFK to Tel Aviv recently went into shock following a food allergy attack. A doctor on the flight was able to save the passenger's life by using a manual syringe, but Schumer says that's way too risky. Headliners of the 2019 Major League Baseball Hall of Fame include Mariano Rivera and Edgar Martinez. Rivera is the first unanimous Hall of Fame inductee after saving 652 games over his career. Rivera's speech went viral mainly because of how he began it.
I wanted to start this thanking my good Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for giving me the talent and the blessing, an open door that I could never close and no man can close. To all my coaches, all my managers, all my teammates, man, you guys are special. I cannot do it without you guys. To the fans, you guys always push me to the best. Without your support, I cannot do it. I'm so humble and blessed to receive this incredible honor. God bless you all, and I love you. Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.